A new video game has been released that puts a player in the unusual position of witnessing a family care for their terminally ill child. It's based on something that actually happened to the creators of the game and was developed by a handful of people in Colorado and Iowa. IPR's John Pemble has more.
In 2010, Colorado video game developer Ryan Green's one-year-old son was diagnosed with cancer. To cope with what eventually became a four-year struggle with the disease, he channeled his creative energy into an interactive project about what it's like to be a family in this situation. This was around the time he met Des Moines game developer Josh Larson. Larson says they quickly realized they had a shared vision of what video games could be.
This vision that video games could explore deeper topics, could explore themes of grace and hope and people's struggles and, you know, the stories that we live with as humans on the earth relating to each other.
In 2012, they began working on Green's project about his son titled That Dragon Cancer. Unlike a conventional game, the player isn't here to score points or compete with others. They are here to watch how a family experiences changes in their life as their son undergoes cancer treatment. The game starts in a park where the son Joel is feeding ducks with his family. At this point, they don't know about their son's condition. The gaming experience is more like watching an animated movie where the player controls a virtual camera. Sometimes it is as an observer, and other times the game lets the player see this virtual world from the point of view of the parents. In this opening scene, the father picks up his phone to listen to a voicemail from his wife.
Hey babe, just got done at the doctor. Now they think that maybe he's throwing up all the time because he has acid reflux, so...
Later, Joel is diagnosed with cancer, and subsequent scenes show aspects of his treatment and how his parents struggle with this disease. As Larson and Green created the game, they are optimistic about Joel's health, but this changed when doctors determined Joel's cancer is terminal. This moment is represented in the game.
The radiation would buy us some time.
No, nothing will really buy us any time at this point. It just can make the time you have left more comfortable.
Ryan Green says the events in That Dragon Cancer are true, but the game is not a retelling of his son's illness.
It's more of an invitation for people to come along with us into kind of the emotional landscape of what it was like, and you can linger in that space if you want to.
On March 13, 2014, Joel died at the age of 5. The team decided to rewrite much of the story, including the very last scene. It shows Joel blowing bubbles in a park while sharing an endless stack of his favorite food, pancakes, with a dog named Manju.
These are the best pancakes that I ever had. I love them. Manju loves syrup. Me too. Syrup is my favorite pie.
Ryan Green says it's hard for him to let go of working on this game about his son.
Because I just want to stay, like, thinking about Joel and doing work to honor him. And, like, I got to do this to give it value. So there's a lot of raw emotions right now. And I'm ready to be done, I think.
Co-developer Josh Larson says the drama in this game is not for everyone.
Most likely, I think future projects we do aren't going to be quite as emotionally difficult. I think that's more unique to this project.
Larson says they may pursue a project with a less dramatic story mixed with comedy. For now, their new game, That Dragon Cancer, can be played on Windows and Macintosh desktop computers, as well as the Ouya Game Console. For Iowa Public Radio News, I'm John Pemble.